The giant mortgage finance company, Freddie Mac, has fired its president over an accounting scandal. The company says it dismissed David Glenn for failing to cooperate with an internal audit of the firm's books. The government-chartered company also asked for the resignations of two other top executives. Earlier this year, Freddie Mac announced it would restate earnings for the past 3 years. Patrick Barta is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Good morning.
Good morning.
What led to these firings?
Well, the board is clearly very unhappy with the way the company's been handling its accounting issues. It's not entirely clear to us right now how serious these accounting issues are. There's some case to be made that they are not terribly serious, but the board is very worried that in this environment with companies under a lot of scrutiny, the last thing Freddie Mac needs is an accounting scandal. So they want the executive office at Freddie Mac to really crack down on this.
Why wouldn't Glenn cooperate?
Well, that's actually the biggest question we have right now. No one knows what his issue was. The problem the board ran into is they asked him to hand over some diaries, some personal logs from meetings describing some of the meetings he had over the accounting issue, and he either altered documents or took pages out of the diaries, and no one knows what those pages say. So that's actually one of the biggest questions we have right now.
Sounds like there's much more to come.
There's a great deal more to come on this issue, and of course, Freddie Mac is such a big company that a lot of eyes are on them to make sure they don't have some kind of more serious problem that would make them, you know, an Enron-esque story. At this stage, we don't have evidence of that, but that we're certainly watching that.
Explain exactly what Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae do.
Well, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae are very poorly understood by most people, unfortunately, and they're very important. They buy mortgages from lenders so that lenders can then continue to lend more money to people. So if you go buy a house, in most cases, you are actually getting your loan funded by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. One misconception people have is that people believe that they are actually government agencies when, in fact, they are not. They operate under a government charter, and they have some rules they have to follow to get some benefits from the federal government, but other than that, they're publicly traded companies. So, as I say, a lot of people don't really understand what they do, but these things are gigantic companies, and they carry a lot of risk on their balance sheets. So the people who do understand them very closely are obviously very worried all the time to make sure that they're not doing something that would put taxpayers or homeowners at risk.
So a scandal at Freddie Mac would have what implications?
Well, if Freddie Mac were to have a very serious implosion, that would very definitely imperil the U.S. housing market. It could really even drag down the entire U.S. economy. I mean, this company is so large, there's so many people who have a stake in its success, that if they were to collapse, the housing market would be gutted, and we would really definitely be in a recession. I mean, so there's no doubt that this is something that people have to watch closely.
So is there adequate oversight at these companies?
Whether or not there's adequate oversight is also a big question at this time. There's an agency known as the Office of Federal Housing Enterprise Oversight that does oversee the companies, but not many people have ever heard of that agency. It's very small. There are concerns that they're underfunded. There are concerns that they haven't done enough to crack down on the companies. I've talked to them a great deal. I know that they are trying to do everything they can, but the concern is that they don't have the resources to do what they need to do to police these two companies. And again, since so few people understand those companies, there isn't always a groundswell of support for getting more money and getting more policing power for the regulator.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Patrick Barta is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal.